USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Israeli elections are tomorrow, and Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has come out with an 11th-hour promise to annex part of the occupied West Bank if he's reelected. Palestinian negotiator Saeb Erekat says that move would throw the region into a state of chaos and would be the death knell for a two-state solution.
And this man, Mr. Netanyahu, should be held accountable to all the actions and policies that he's pursuing to destroy the two-state solution.
Netanyahu trying to pick up right-wing voters who support annexing Jewish settlements in the West Bank, settlements which are considered illegal under international law. President Trump says Kirstjen Nielsen has resigned as U.S. Secretary of Homeland Security. There are numerous reports saying the president pressured her to submit that resignation. And this is USA Radio News.
This report is brought to you by Pilot Flying J. Pilot Flying J is launching its new app, designed to make travel easier for everyone on the road. Use the app to find Pilot and Flying J locations, check fuel prices, and save money with exclusive daily offers on popular items. Tim from Pilot Flying J.
The app makes traveling easier. Find fresh food and clean restrooms, save 3 cents on gas, and get great deals on snacks and drinks. Traveling in an RV? Check the app to find stops with RV fuel lanes, dump stations, and propane refills. And for professional truck drivers, Pilot Flying J wants to make your day easier. Save time with quick access to roadside assistance, route planning features, parking and sharing reservations, and mobile fueling.
Get a free drink every day in April when you save the exclusive offer in the app and use the app at the time of purchase. Download the Pilot Flying J app today. Standard data and message rates may apply. Terms and conditions apply.
A New York couple reportedly missing after vacationing in the Dominican Republic, as family members say Orlando Moore and his girlfriend Portia Ravinelli were supposed to have returned on March 27th, but there's been no sign of the Mount Vernon, New York couple. Police say they checked out of their hotel but never made their flight back to the U.S. For the eighth consecutive week, the price of gasoline in the U.S. is up.
That price is now up 6 cents over figures from last week, with the national average now at $2.75 a gallon. Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com tells us some states are really feeling the pinch at the pump.
California takes the crown with the nation's priciest average at $3.79 per gallon, followed by Hawaii at $3.47. There are now six states with an average price back over the $3 per gallon mark.
I'm John Clemens.
The NCAA women's basketball champs, Baylor, and this is USA Radio News.
The best sleep of my life has been since I got a MyPillow and since I got my Giza Dream sheets. I have to tell you, I've slept in some great hotels in my time, but nothing like these Giza Dreams sheets. Now go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams Sheet Special, you'll find out all about them, and use my promo code USA to get 30% off and free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams Sheet Special, use my promo code USA.
There's a warning from the Consumer Product Safety Commission for parents of babies to stop using a Fisher-Price baby sleeper. USA's Wendy King explains why.
Fisher-Price has also issued a warning about the rock-in-place sleeper, citing reports of 10 infant deaths since 2015. The commission says the infants who were 3 months or older rolled from their backs to their stomachs or on their side while unrestrained. They also remind parents to never add pillows or stuffed toys to a baby's sleep place to avoid suffocation.
Speaking of babies, there's a new royal baby watch. As reports are, Meghan Markle, the Duchess of Sussex, will have her own doctors handle the birth of her and Prince Harry's first child. The 37-year-old former Suits actress plans to have her female-led team of doctors in the labor and delivery room because she allegedly said she doesn't want, quote, the men in suits overseeing the baby's birth. Other papers in London are reporting the Duchess's mother, Doria Ragland, is expected to fly in from the U.S. in the next few days to witness the birth of her first grandchild. And superhero movie Shazam is number one at the box office, selling $53 million of tickets in its first weekend in North American theaters. The remake of Stephen King's Pet Sematary came in second. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.